hope you're doing well. My name is Brianna Winner from the ESBC Podcast Network, and welcome to the Winner Circle with this week's Angels Report. So with 2 weeks left in the season, the 20-28 Angels find themselves still in fourth place in the AL West. It is unlikely that they will reach the playoffs, but they will work their hardest to win the remaining games to come out of this condensed season with a 500 record. In a week where I thought they would have gone 4-2, the Halos split the week during their six-game road trip. They started the week off against the Texas Rangers, losing the first 7-1. The only run produced by the Angels came off of a Jared Walsh home run, as Andrew Heaney gave up 5 hits, 3 earned runs, and 1 walk, while also recording 4 strikeouts. His best performance of the week came later in the trip. They lost the second game, 3-7, as Julio Teheran continued his losing streak. The pitcher is now 0-3 this season following his positive COVID-19 test prior to the season starting. He was quarantined the first few weeks of the season. The Angels had finally gotten a win in the series, winning the last game 6-2 as both Walsh and Mike Trout homered in this game. On the mound, Bundy had an amazing performance as he pitched 7 1/3 innings, only gave up 4 hits, 2 runs, and 1 walk. He recorded the most strikeouts he has had this season with 12. The team immediately traveled to Mile High, Denver, Colorado, to face the Rockies. As I said last week, if they could win one at Coors Field, it's a win. In this case, however, they won the only series between the two teams. The only game in the series the Angels lost was the first one, as Rockies right fielder Charlie Blackmon hit a grand slam to put the final score at 8-4. This is the second time this season that the Halos lost to a walk-off grand slam, the first being opening night against the A's in extra innings. Walsh homered in this game for his third in 3 straight games that he had played. He didn't stop there, as he hit a walk-off 3-run home run in the 11th inning the following day, winning 5-2. The final game of their road trip saw history as Albert Pujols hit his 660th home run in the 8th inning. This homer put him in a tie for 5th on the all-time home run list. This home run puts the Halos in the lead, ultimately winning 5-3. This next week sees the Halos in their final home stretch of the 60-game season, starting with a 3-game series against the Arizona Diamondbacks, who are last in the National League West. The end of the week, the Rangers come to town for a 4-game series concluding on Monday. The Angels lost 9-5 in their first game against the Diamondbacks, so I believe that the Halos will take the last 2 games before taking 3 of 4 against the Rangers to conclude the American League portion of their schedule. So that's all I've got for you this week for the Angels Report. This has been Brianna Winner with the ESBC Podcast Network. Stay safe and have a good rest of your week.
If you haven't heard of Anchor, it is free. It's a podcast that I use, and they really do a good job for us here at the GFSN Betting and Team Report podcast. It helps us make 70 to 80% of your bets. Now, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started, my brothers.
That's why this one don't cost $800, and that costs $200. And I don't know what that costs, I'd be ashamed to work. That's why.